expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, around the Delaware Valley. Beautiful day, Marla.
Oh, hello there, Joe. Good morning, and it is a beautiful day, I guess.
Yep, a little nippy.
It's not raining.
Top of the morning to you.
It's not nippy. It's like 50.
That's because Joe's weak.
I said
Joe's very weak.
Yeah. He's like his hair standing up or like 50.
I'm freezing. Okay. It's so cold.
So let me just tell the audience.
2 minutes before
we
wrecked
him. I don't even wear a jacket.
Welcome to
I'm a real man.
Welcome to the Pro to Pro Hour with Marla Vittorello. Fantastic show. We're supported and, of course, sponsored by Synergy Pharmacy. Now, let me just say something.
Oh, boy.
I spent a lot of winters on high-rise buildings as an iron worker, and I remember you talking about the cold.
I know. You won't let us forget.
I know.
Yeah.
I know I'm going back.
Another iron worker story.
Another iron worker. Or the nightclub business.
Yeah.
Where he stood out in the corner at 3 a.m. in the morning, freezing.
Well, I tape his stories, and when I can't sleep at night, I put it on my tape recorder, and I go right in.
You don't have to.
I remember when I was an iron worker.
It is. So it's been a great show. Thanks for joining us. No, I didn't. I never knew about Carhartts. My first year or a couple years, I was what we would say punk. And, you know, you're a punk. You're a gopher. That's what we call you when you're an apprentice.
They didn't have hand warmers. Now they have like electric socks.
They had them all.
Electric shoes.
They had them all.
That?
I just didn't know about it. I wear a regular jacket and I probably wore some, you know, some thermals, but I learned quickly that I'm really not quickly. I spent about 4 to 5 months on this building and everybody's like, why don't you get Carhartts?
See, the wind would bother me. Like if I'm an outside, I'm such a candy butt. Like I cannot deal with like outside elements.
How did you do it with the cheerleading?
I know. It was awful.
Because that was like a wind tunnel there, isn't it?
It's like a wind tunnel out in the stadium.
And you're hardly dressed.
Exactly right. Yeah. You can't wear Carhartts or anything.
Scantily dressed, I guess.
Scantily clad, we would call it.
Oh, brother.
Well, two-piece dancewear. That's what. And, you know, the thing is like, especially if it was like a national show like Monday Night Football or something like that where it was aired, we weren't allowed to wear jackets because which was crazy. Now the girls 20 years later have beautiful winter uniforms. I mean, we had a winter uniform, but if they wanted us in the two-piece, that's what we wore.
Man, that is incredible.
Tell the audience who just spoke.
That's Marla Vittorello.
Philadelphia Eagles.
That's right. Our host of the broadcast and of course a longtime Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. 5 years, right, Marla?
Six. Who's counting?
Six.
Six years.
You know what? It is amazing, though. You think about, you know, you guys are out there in the elements, and, you know, I think about the, I guess back then they didn't have the same, like the winter uniforms.
Yeah. So this is like back in the vet. I mean, even our locker room was cold. It was just like, you know, the whole experience, the building was old, you know, how it was set up. I'm sure now they consider that, you know, I mean, not that the stadiums are heated today unless you have like a dome or something like that, but the layout is much more conducive for ill weather. You know, like there's different canopies and stuff like that that go over different sections of the crowd. Same thing with the Citizens Bank Park. Like you could go to a game in the rain if you have the right seat. You know, you're underneath. Or you could walk to the back concourse and be covered.
Now, does the warmth of the does the crowd help warm it up or no? Not at all. Like, is there a difference
a
when there's
question.
Nobody in there?
True. Yes.
Do you know that the human body is equivalent to a 100-watt light bulb? Giving off heat. Yes,
wow.
I'm an expert on useless information.
Yeah, that is pretty
no, but
useless,
always remember but... that. Like even like when people have, I know like in hotels when they have you probably know from the nightclub business, when you even in the wintertime, if you have a packed nightclub, you can turn the heater off.
Easily. Yeah, you're right about that.
Tell us about that, Joe. You owned a nightclub, right?
Right. Yeah.
And you're an iron worker, right?
When all the iron workers, they would huddle at the top of the building
and they would hug each other. Guys, let me say this.
Body.
I'm going to get my butt kicked in the parking lot.
No. But you mentioned, you bring up something really amazing. I remember a night, And it was a Monday night. Hold on. Come on.
Where's my...
Where's your sound effects?
Get your sound effects!
I was crawling down the streets of Manhattan.
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Oh, shoot. I hit the wrong button. Oh,
it's
I'm so sorry.
It's like Yellowstone.
Well, get the other one.
I did it again.
We got an hour.
I'm not surprised.
Listen, there are no rules here.
Wait, so I got to make you laugh. So we had... Oh, boy. So attorney Ed Ciramboli, who is amazing.
Ciramboli.
He got called in for an emergency situation for, you know.
And he's an attorney.
He's an attorney, yeah. So he's like, I can't move this, et cetera. It was some type of hearing or dep or something that he had to do that got moved to this time frame. And so I said, you know, we got to get Jim on the show, too, because I figured Jim, Bruce, Ed, that's like a
full house.
We got
an empty seat, so we got to do something.
I text Joe
Where's
D.
Where's that idiot? He's not doing anything.
I text Joe D last night, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, it's Bruce and Jim coming in the studio.
Oh, boy.
And he's like, oh that's going to be a fun show.
Yeah,
hi,
exactly.
Bruce.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Look at you all spiffed out. Happy holidays to you. And, you know, last week was Thanksgiving, and we didn't get to do, right? Was it last week? My God, I'm losing track of my time. 2 weeks ago on a Thursday was Thanksgiving.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That's right. We
you okay?
We aired a previous broadcast. I was here, by the way.
You were on the show.
No, you didn't.
Did you cook for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. I did. Doc, how you doing, brother? Good to see you.
Look who it is. It's Bruce.
This is my favorite neurologist on the planet.
Seriously. Yeah.
Dr. Bruce Grossinger, the sports doc. By the way, we're talking about cold weather situations. Did I ever mention, you know I was an iron worker. Right?
Oh, boy.
You're busting my butt.
Here we go.
You missed it all.
Here we go.
I'll tell you. But we're, you know, I wonder sometimes when I hear the Eagles are playing in like Green Bay or something like that. I mean, you know.
Well, the core body temperature, you know, doesn't adapt that quickly. If you're from climates like, you know, we're used to four seasons. When people from Florida, like the snowbirds kind of come back up here and check out the winter temperature.
Yeah.
They think it's freezing when it's like 60 degrees, 65 degrees. And we think it's like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to bust out my tank top and.
Yesterday was 45 degrees, and I just wanted to just play hockey and go play golf because it felt so warm.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's nice. I mean, it's...
How does it affect the players, Doc, when it gets that cold in a Green Bay? Or, you know, like now Minnesota has a dome, thank God. But, I mean, how does it physically... Some players play better in that. I remember the ice ball, Bob Hayes with his hands tucked in his pants like it was so cold. When they show the videos, how does it impact actually physically the players?
Well, two ways come to mind. One is that the quarterbacks, the ball just doesn't carry as far, and oftentimes wind comes with cold. So it affects certain quarterbacks much. I remember Chad Pennington, who was a Jets player. He had like 10 shoulder surgeries. It really affected him. And certain guys, when they come back, you know, like San Francisco or L.A., it affects them a lot. It also affects the receivers because the ball becomes really hard. And you see a lot. You see Quick's hands, and they're all kind of like that. Like his whole hand is like my one finger.
What's
all
that
gnarled.
Called? The Raynaud's phenomenon?
Yes.
Where your fingertips get white.
Actually change colors. They could be white, purple.
Is that dangerous?
And it's
a lot.
Believe it or not, there's Raynaud's phenomenon, which is you're so healthy. It's just usually in women, actually, where you change colors. But there's Raynaud's syndrome that's part of a rheumatologic syndrome, which you do not have.
Okay. Yes.
But, Doc, physically, I'm saying, like, in other words, can you get, like, hypothermia or whatever you call it? Like, in other words, when you're, like, 30, when it's like.
Hypothermia, yeah.
You can. And that's why you don't usually see it because these guys are really moving around and they're conditioned athletes and they have ways of layering up. But, sure, if you're out and it's freezing cold, especially below zero, if you remember how could you forget the Super Bowl with the Eagles? When I walked out of the stadium in Minnesota, the temperature was 35 below zero. And I've never experienced anything like that. So basically had 1 minute to go from the stadium to a warm bus. But when you get those kind of temperatures, it's flat out dangerous.
Yeah, you have to cover every inch of your skin. And even your eyeballs, because, like, I mean, it's way
below
freezing.
Your skin could burn.
Can burn, yeah.
And when your core temperature goes down, especially older people, they can have arrhythmias, like cardiac arrhythmias.
Sure, yeah, see that?
All right, I have to bring this up, all right, Jim?
Oh, God.
I was working on the Flame Freak L. 25 below zero.
Oh, God. It's an iron worker story.
It is.
Wow.
Wait, did I miss a memo? Why is everybody wearing navy today? Did I miss something?
Just it just what showed up. It's the only thing I could see when I looked in my closet. Everything more muted was invisible to me.
Well, we used to have a saying, the heat's in the work. Right, and so if you were, I remember.
Oh, we're back to the story. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I completely. That's my
I'm
ADD.
Getting through this story.
I was like, why is everybody wearing blue? Go ahead.
I don't know what else to talk about, so I'm just going. I'm joking.
How about those Eagles, huh? Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm saying is, I remember at lunchtime on that job, we were on the tracks because we were, you know, refurbishing the Frankfurt L. It was in the middle of the night. It was a night job. I remember sweating like a dog. I'm not kidding you. It was like 25
well,
below.
Well, there's the key right there. You said you were refurbishing the Frankfurt L.
Right.
So I would be sweating, too, if in the middle of the night, because freaks come out at night over there, okay?
I tell you what, you want to eat this
don't
show
make
up?
Me sing that song, but I might.
Yeah, the freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out at night.
Yeah.
Listen,
the freaks come out at night.
Okay, this is
sorry.
Great.
You got a good voice.
You had to make me do that.
That was like Another One Bites the Dust. I don't know.
It's the same tune, though.
That's a copyright.
It's the same tune.
It is?
It's a remake.
I saw two women
fight. Remix right here on.
I think it is.
This is a good one.
It is.
I saw two women fight at Kellis's Bar right at Kensington Avenue. We were on the tracks and we were up top. And all these are a bunch of iron workers were sitting there going, I guess, man, am I glad I'm not fighting her.
Wait, two ladies?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go ladies.
You call them ladies very loosely.
Very loosely, but the one had real big blonde hair. The other girl had her by the hair. It was crazy.
It was K-Town. Great.
It was K-Town. Great. You know, I pretend to really hate that.
It wasn't.
But I actually love it.
It wasn't.
But I mean, okay, like paint the picture though, you know? And that's like Jerry Springer stuff, right?
Jerry Springer was the best with that. People would come in and show up. They expected to fight on the show, right?
Yeah.
It was great for ratings though, wasn't it?
Here's the thing. I consider myself a very respectable woman. I'm professional. I feel like I'm smart. I
would not. All those things.
But wait, I actually like Jerry Springer. I could watch it all day long. I could do like a Jerry Springer marathon because to me, it's like a train wreck. And I find it highly interesting that these people actually think on that kind of level. And like, I don't know how much of it is fake or real, but whatever it is, it's entertaining.
I think a lot of it's embellished. I think when you go there, it's almost like the newlywed game. You know, you go on there.
Yeah.
And these couples, the way they come in, they argue, how could they survive even for a second? But it's all for TV, and they know they get them all prepped up. But it's kind of like a bullfight. Yeah. They stick knives in their ass, and then they run like bulls. No, they're kind of real stories of very dysfunctional people. You're right.
Yeah, and these people, because if you had all your marbles straight, you would never come on TV.
You know it's not good news. That's bad when you get invited. You know you've got a dysfunctional family.
Or your family's not your family. They do the tests where you find out if your kid's your kid, right? Mm-hmm.
Not your kid.
Not your kid. Paying $100,000 for college all these years. Yeah. It's not my kid.
Oh, yeah. Where is that guy?
Yeah. Mm. It's or you're not the father. It's Maury Povich.
Is that what that
Maury
is?
Maury Povich is great also.
Then it just became like a DNA show. Like, that's all it was. Like, where they just kept doing the genetic testing.
Yeah, that's repetitive. Jerry Springer Elites is more diverse. It's not all DNA.
Like, yeah, but he's not on anymore, right? I mean, he's
I don't think so.
Dead, right?
Yeah. I don't think he's on, but you could catch his reruns.
Yeah.
Well,
probably. Yeah, no, we got to.
Oh, wait. Speaking of TV, did you guys see the Sebastian Maniscalco show the other night on Netflix?
I love him, but I didn't see the show. I've seen him many times. I think he's the best.
He is.
Can you give
hilarious.
Us an excerpt? Give us a little excerpt.
He is hilarious.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but give us a quickie.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to ask you a dumb question.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Stop.
I didn't know either.
He's a Chicago comedian, an Italian guy.
Oh, my God.
Would you say he's stereotypical Italian?
He is the stereotypical
like this.
Italian.
He goes, you know. Okay, I'll give you one. He goes.
Yeah. You ever hear the guy?
I think I've seen him.
How do you not know? All right, Joe's fired.
I probably know who he is, but I just didn't know his name.
Do you have Netflix?
My wife.
Okay.
Yeah,
That means no.
That means no.
He's
we called him again.
My wife, he started with. Poor Eileen, I swear to God. All right, listen. Sebastian Maniscalco, like the best. He was on, when was it? What's 12/6, Tuesday night. He did like a live show, like a special show in Vegas, comes out with the tux. He brings reality out to talk about things that happen all the time that you literally, I'm like belly laughing. last night in my bed watching it, because you everything he says. So, you know, he's talking a little excerpt. He's talking about like how his son's classroom, and there's a kid who thinks he's a lion. He identifies as a lion.
Oh.
Right. So, you know, he's like, you know, I don't have a problem with the kid. He thinks he's a lion, but like, I'm just trying to get my kid to learn the ABCs. And you got Rory in the back, rawr, like throwing desk over, looking for meat, hunting on the floor. He's like, you know, I don't blame the kid. I blame the parents. Cause then he says, if my kid, and I can't curse cause I don't think there's enough red buttons in the studio for me today. He's shaking his head. You know, and he's like, if my kid came down and he was dressed like a raccoon or a panda or whatever he said, panda. He said, I'm going to say, get the back upstairs and go get dressed for school. Like, it's hilarious. So
is that the one where he's talking? He also had the guy, I saw it recently, where he was talking about his Italian heritage. And by the way, I'm half Italian, so I get that. But he's talking about Italians being doctors or something like that, like about surgery or something. I don't.
It's possible. I mean,
there's a one Italian guy that's so funny, man.
Yeah.
He's always talking about that being Italian.
Well, he like brings stuff up that like people are afraid to say, you know, like he was talking about one of the kids' parents in the school that he was an Asian guy. And he like everybody just got quiet when he said Asian. And he's like, he's really Asian. He's like, why is everybody? He's like, we know, you know, and he said blank, blank, puckers when people talk about like different, you know, nationalities, right? So he's like, this should be normal. He's like, why can't I say the Asian guy? And then the Asian guy points out his son and says, oh, there's my son. And he's like, no crap. Like, you know, like he's like, I know. So it's funny. I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but definitely check him out. He was hilarious. Sebastian Maniscalco.
My favorites, what he said, you know, with my mother, we used to have coffee cake. He goes, we used to have company. He goes, The door's open. You have company. Now somebody knocks on the door. The whole family.
Yes,
they
right,
dive
yeah.
under the bed and they have Uzis.
Right.
Things have changed. Like, people don't just drop in anymore.
That's but think about that. Like, okay, weirdest thing. I still have a house phone. Like an actual landline.
We do also.
And it's 100% spam.
Yeah.
If it rings, I know everybody they're trying to sell me a watch.
Right. We never
or
answer
trying
ours.
To extend my car warranty or get me some biologics.
We have one. We have one. It probably hasn't rung in years. But Matt, what is crazy?
I have a story to tell you.
Is when it actually rings.
My wife are like, oh my God.
Like the exorcist just happened or something like that.
So really funny story. When I moved into my house, this was like back in 2016. So if you do the math, Santino is around like 6. And, you know, I'm on my cell phone talking to my cousin. We're just BSing and whatever. And I'm like doing dishes in the kitchen, like cleaning up. It was, you know, around Christmas time, around this time. So Santino's like on the phone and I think he's playing. Right. Because I'm like, oh, it's so cute. He's picking up the phone. You know, he's 6 years old. And he's like, oh, yeah, officer. I just called to, you know, I just wanted to wish you and the rest of the squad Merry Christmas.
Wow.
And
that's really cool,
though.
Right. You got a great kid. I love him.
So wait. So I go. So he hangs up. He's like, all right, you too. All right. Take care. And he hangs up. OK, this is a true story. Swear to God. So I'm like, oh, my God. I was talking to my cousin Susie. Right. I said, Susie. Santino was just on the house phone. I said, he said officer and like Merry Christmas. She's like, oh, he's probably just like playing or whatever, you know. So the house phone rings and I said, oh, crap. Right. So I walk over. I hang up with Susie on my cell phone and I pick up the house phone and it's the police. Right. Huh.
So they want to know where that donation is.
Wait. So they go. They're like, hi, is this so and so of blank, 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 you know, address and this, that, and the other. And I said, yes. We just received a call that it was very unusual. You know, I said, oh my God. I said, officer, I'm so sorry. I said, I heard my son actually say that, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. And I heard the word officer. I said, I was on the phone and for some reason, you know, he must have thought he could pick up the phone and call you guys. He goes, okay, can you hold on for 1 second? And I say, yes. Okay. Meanwhile, they're sending squad cars to my house.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Because
they thought it was
one of those pizza calls, right?
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, wink, wink, everything is okay. Yeah. Right. So, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, my God, they're putting me on hold.
They were probably going, I guess.
They were holding me on the phone, right? So now they transfer me to a detective who starts asking me all these questions, like, you know,
is anybody in the house? Are you in danger?
Right. But they won't even go that far. They won't even like talk about it on the phone. I guess because if somebody
if somebody was kidnapping your kid or something and he's reaching out, they have to make, they have to come in and just barge in to make sure everything's okay.
So that's
something
what happened.
Like that.
So wait, so that's what happened. So now you got to think. So now he's keeping me on the line because it's a twofold. Is she, the guy could be sitting there listening with the gun to my head with my kid right here, or I'm holding my own kid hostage, or it could be a kidnapping situation, or of my own child. Like, who knows, right? So he handled this very smart. He kept me on the phone, kept talking to me.
There.
Next thing I know, there was three cop cars out front of my house, and there were guys, like, walking. There was, like, six cops walking around my house. Now, I live in a very safe neighborhood, very safe town.
Very rich.
So they probably had nothing to do that night.
To the chase, Jim. It's very rich.
I don't know.
Very rich.
I will say.
The place doesn't suck.
I've been to her house. It's like a hotel.
So
I got lost.
But listen,
it's like the Four Seasons, for God's sake.
Yeah, but, like, anything could happen, right? So the doorbell rang. I'm like, what the hell? I'm, like, seeing flashlights outside.
Now you got a problem because the cord isn't long enough.
Right, the cord's not long enough, right? So I said,
Joe's upstairs.
I'm sorry,
in the bedroom.
It's my phone. He said, so he goes, I guess he goes, no problem, right? So my kids, now Santino would like runs upstairs and Valentina's in her room. It's bath time, you know, because I'm like, all right. So I say, all right, officer, my front door is, you know, thank you so much for checking in. Because at this point, I know something's weird. So I hang up, I answer the door and the cops are standing at my door and they're like,
That was your opportunity. You could have went. She could have went.
Can you imagine those cops?
Is that like a SWAT team?
Hold on.
Right?
The SWAT team shows up.
And what did they say?
They had a Hummer.
Wow. You're in your bathroom.
Marvel, you could have went. You could have went. He's up in the bedroom.
I would have went.
He's abusing all of us.
I was by myself. Yeah. I was actually home alone with the two kids, right?
Wow. And your bathroom just kept opening.
Wow.
So I answered the door.
Hold on. We got to get the rest of the squad down here.
We've got to investigate this. A little more.
Hold on. And then this is for another show later tonight. Listen, this story should be continued at another time.
So wait, I got to finish the story. So, so now he comes in and he's like, is everything okay? And he's looking at me like, I think he wants me to blink twice if it's not, like, not my head. Like, you know, he was concerned.
Open
he
your
said,
bathrobe twice.
Right. No, I had a sweatsuit on. Calm yourself down.
All right.
So now.
Guess
so
what?
Santino's you still,
that right? doesn't remediate this, a sweatshirt. Oh, that's
tight.
Terrible. I was wearing a gunny sack myself.
So he goes, okay, do you mind if I come in and look around? So what am I going to do? Say no? Right? I mean, he had probable
cause.
Don't
you touch me.
Don't you touch me, you fool.
Say, that's right? Not my mother. That's a man, baby.
That's a man. So now he goes, and then we start talking. I said, oh, my son. And I'm trying to explain it because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get arrested tonight. I'm going to kill this freaking kid. So I go upstairs, right?
Well, you heard it on a
TV. So now, right? I know. Now I just incriminated
myself. Now you're getting arrested.
So
nothing happens.
So the cop requests. Listen, wait.
Hold on.
You admitted it.
She's going to be telling a story.
Can we do a replay?
Jim, she's going to be telling a story a month from now going, I was telling this story. In the middle of the story, I said, I'm going to kill
cops
that kid.
Cops came in.
And I got arrested.
Like,
darn kid.
So now the cop says, can I talk to Santino? So I'm like, all right. So now I'm like, oh, crap. Right?
How old's Santino now?
Six.
Oh, that's
and
a great
Val
age.
And Val was four, right?
Good age.
So
he could say anything at that age.
Yeah. So Santino, he's upstairs.
She hit me yesterday.
Wait, he's putting his Spider-Man pajamas on, right?
You're wearing Spider-Man?
No, Santino was putting his Spider-Man pajamas
please,
on.
Don't put that thought in my head, please.
Can I see a picture of that?
I decide that I'm going to go along with this narrative with Santino. I was like, dude, I'm like, the cops are here. I'm like, I think you called. You're not supposed to call the police, and now they think something's wrong. I hope those pajamas or Spider-Man pajamas are going to work well in jail.
Oh my God.
Right? So I start doing it, right? So I start doing it. So he starts crying.
Well, that sobers the kid up pretty quick.
Yeah, it was totally traumatic. It was awesome.
Gosh.
It was awesome. So he goes, this is the learning lesson to learn about police officers, right? So I said, you got to come down. You got to face the guy. He's like, Mom, I just called them to wish him happy birthday. Merry Christmas, right? So I said, okay, happy birthday.
The guy is Jewish.
So he comes upstairs.
He was really offended by that. Damn it. It's Hanukkah, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So the cop says to him, Santino, I'm officer so-and-so. Like, you know, we got your message. Is everything okay? Are you okay? And he was like, yeah, officer. He's like, I just figured it was too late to send a card because... Christmas is right here. You wouldn't get the card because the mail's really slow. So he goes, he's like, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He said, am I in trouble? And then the cop was like, no. And then, of course, the guys were coming.
But she is.
Yeah, but she's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we need to take her down.
At that perfect moment.
You told her to take off that Spider-Man outfit. Yeah, right? We're not going to leave.
Now, were you handcuffed during this part?
No. There's nothing kinky here,
gagged.
Jim. Listen. So now,
he's
Valentina,
trying to find an end point for this. Some salacious part of this with you and your six-year-old.
I need closure.
So Valentina, now Valentina's four, runs across. Happy New Year. So she streaks across the upper hallway.
She takes after mommy.
I'm like, yeah, everything's okay. Everything's okay, officer. You know, so then, of course, like all the cops.
We need backup.
CB. Yeah, right? The little guys on the CB were like,
you guys
got to
see this.
But it was a really cute story.
You guys aren't going to believe this one.
And he remembered it. Yeah, right? And the cops are like,
she's
beautiful. Nothing to do.
You know what's amazing? God, she's beautiful.
But you know what's incredible about that? It's amazing how sometimes things, real innocent things, happen that could turn tragic.
They didn't know. Right, so I'll give them credit. They didn't know.
Since we're on that topic.
Yep.
I was an eyewitness. No.
I'm going to spit out my water.
Hold on.
This is so exciting.
This is
you're hanging off a building.
This is a true story.
You called the cops.
Call, right? So listen to this. About handful.
Wait, hold on. I want to go Facebook Live for your ironworker story.
No, this is not an ironworker story. But I could throw it in there. I was a former ironworker. It's irrelevant to this story. Okay, that's great. I'm on Facebook Live.
There you go.
The camera
Facebook
puts
Live.
On 88 right. pounds. Okay.
So he's going to tell his story about when he was an ironworker.
No, it was when I was a former ironworker of 20 years. We can throw the twist
former.
In there.
Ironworker. It was only 10 years ago.
So listen to this. This conversation, this is about situations that could have gone wrong. And that
I'm trying to get in.
All right, Joe, I'm going to tell a story. I know this story.
Wait a minute. You got
to
let me
tell
my story.
This is typical Joe. He called 911 to tell the police Merry Christmas.
Yes.
They came down to his work site.
And took me in.
Took Joe
oh,
in.
My God.
They beat him and took him
Hold
in.
Hold on.
He had a different
I got an ironworker story about that.
All right, we got to hear that.
I got to tell two then, since we're having fun. I was at an ironworker softball game. We're working on a Frankfurt L, same job.
Frankfurt. Oh, my God. Did you ever get off that job?
It was a two-year job, right?
Wow.
And when I got there.
Two girls fighting again?
No, but I'm in the middle of Front Street. This happened. And I'm the last. I had an ironworker softball game, and I was the coach of the team. I got there late. I drive my lift out to the job site. So I come from the yard, and I'm coming down Kensington Avenue, Front Street, and I have to get changed out of my softball clothes, right? So I got my work clothes in my bag, and, you know, we got a truck right there. This actually happened. It was a desolate part of Front Street. There was only one house in kind of like for a couple hundred yards. This happened. So I get out of the car, and I get out. I'm behind the high reach or the truck, and I go, and I got all my buddies there. They're on break. I go to switch clothes real quick, and my buddy grabs my bag, right? My bag and my clothes. I'm chasing him in my underwear around. He's running around the high reach. We're a bunch of ironworkers. Guess what? A lady saw from two. This is on Front Street, okay? By the way, at the time, prostitutes walking up and down like it was they were going to work, and they called on me saying I was flashing people. The police came out. Whoa, arrested me, took me to sex crimes in South Philly.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's what happened. I'm up in the high reach now working, and the police come, and they're talking, and the guys are cool. They're like, you know, they're sitting there, and it was somebody running around here naked, right? Listen to this. So all of a sudden, they call me down out of the, you know, we were under the tracks working on the high reach. I come down, and the cop looks at me, and he's shaking his head, and he goes, buddy, the lady won't leave it alone. We have to take you in. And she was going nuts. I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
Gosh.
We are in the middle of Front Street right now. And I said, are you looking at what's coming, this, you know, walking back and forth?
Look at everything else but me, right?
Right, right. He goes like, they're driving me there, right? They're driving, they uncuffed me. I guess that, you know, when they got in the car and they're like, we're really sorry. But the good news was, so I went down to sex crimes and they're sitting there, they got me in there. They're like, listen, you'll never hear from us again unless this lady takes us the distance, right? We never did. But but the good news was I got to sit there, hang out with the guys all night long, right? And we were working like 4 or 5 and get paid for it. But
wasn't that good?
But it was crazy. But so that, but here's a situation that happened on my street when I walked out my door, and it was dark out. It was winter. So this is all stems
tell
off.
Tell our Facebook friends about the conclusion of the sex crime, because if you're just tuning in right now, you were arrested for a sex crime. All right.
Okay. You know,
but you weren't really.
No. They brought me back at like 4 o'clock in the morning. We got coffee and all, and they were great guys. But the lady was like, she was in the only house, and they saw, you know, I guess ironworkers, you know, joking around, running after one another, and I was obviously in my underwear trying to, because the guy, my buddy, stole my bag. But I'm just saying. So they drove me back, and they even apologized to me when we got, you know, the police did when they were taking me. But bottom line is this: so that worked out. I was walking my dog a couple years ago, came out of my house, and this is exactly like Marla, like that very innocent story that you told about your son wishing the police a Merry Christmas. And right now, if you're on Facebook and you're on Reels, they show those stories about people calling for a pizza, mm-hmm. and they're going, "No, you got the wrong number, ma'am. This is the police dispatcher."
Oh, yeah.
And she's going, "No, I want an extra cheese. I need two of." And then the dispatcher goes, "Wait a second, are you in danger?" And the lady goes, "Yes, I would like extra cheese." Anyway, this situation. I walk out of my house. It's winter time. It's probably only about 7 o'clock, but it's dark. I have my dog, and all of a sudden,
sex crime people are there again?
No. I saw this guy. I saw this guy walk up to a car, and all of a sudden the lady just pulled up. She parked in. He walks up to the car, and she starts to scream. She gets out of her car and runs right towards me, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy sticks his head in the car, and she freaks out. Listen to this. It's one neighbor who lives on one side of the street, a young couple that lives there, and this kid who lives across the street, college kid, the girl has a car, just he's waiting for his girlfriend. He's waiting for her to pull up. He thinks it's his girlfriend, walks over to the car, sticks his head in the window. She had her window down. She screams. She runs down the street towards me. I run up the street after the guy, right? Police come, the whole deal, right? I scream at him. He runs in his house. So obviously the police come, the girl's family comes, her boyfriend was working. Next thing you know, it was he explains when we knock on the door, because we knock on that door, he was waiting for his girlfriend, and he thought that was his girlfriend. So finally, you know, his mom and his aunt are there, they come up the street. You know, I say, "Listen, I think you better," his girlfriend pulls up. Same type of car, same profile.
Wow.
And that could have went bad, really badly, because the girl's dad shows up, and he's a friend of mine, and he was going to go up. I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, let me go up there." It was truly, absolutely 100% an accident.
Wow.
Okay, he went in. Oh. I mean, so crazy stuff. Mark, by the way, that could have went badly because of the scenario you're talking about, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nuts.
You crazy. Never know.
Who could beat
that? On
that
note, I brought in cookies. I don't know if anybody saw them. I have sugar cookies.
You want to get them on Facebook Live, Mar?
Let's get them. They look beautiful.
Chocolate chip cookies.
They're amazing. And is there any gluten-free, dairy-free in here?
Yeah, they're all gluten-free.
No carbs.
They're gluten-free and sugar-free, so go crazy.
You actually lose weight when you eat them. They're very special.
I just dropped 30 just sitting here.
So just look at them. You just dropped. They're key. It's part of the keto diet, you know?
So let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Just give me 1 or 2 minutes, and we'll come back, talk a little medicine. Because, by the way, just so everybody knows, this show is all about the meds and the healing process. And we've got incredible professionals here at the top of the game, and we're ecstatic. So to have everybody, this is Iron Worker Joe Dougherty. saying
drug dealer Marla Vitarello.
Oh yeah.
Backcracker.
Right.
Jim Brady and sports nerve doc.
Okay.
Did you say sports nerd doc?
No, nerve.
Oh, never mind.
By sports the way, nerve doc. We got TJ in the producer's room, and we can't even talk about that.
TJ's
guy.
The best.
The only thing I can tell you is He's got to be back with the what time's the ankle bracelet?
Wait, TJ, do you get nervous when I come in the studio? Like,
I do.
God, what
I
is
do.
She going to say?
I do.
I never know when we're going to be talking about men's health and what's
men's
it called?
Men's health. It all has to do with incarceration and the way men do well when they're behind bars.
Well,
and stuff.
You could either be talking about your prostate, or you could be talking about what's it called? Mother of God. I'll get back to it.
Before you go to break, these crescent tables are wonderful for eating cookies. Because look, see how it's curved?
You could sweep the crumbs off so easily.
Well,
they won't
not
even
only
notice.
That, it leaves room for your belly.
It does.
You're sitting in a high chair.
You're right. Once you get, it does do that. It's contoured. It's contoured fit, you know?
You're not saying that I have one?
It's kind of like an iron lung. It's kind of like an iron lung, Jim.
What is it? You know, it's when we're talking about, what's the term, the medical term for impotence? Because we talked about it for hours.
Impotence.
You just made it.
I'm an expert in that department, Joe. What's your question?
I can't.
You know, it's great. Oh, yeah. Erectile dysfunction.
Here's a great one. Hey, Doc, you ever feel like you're slamming a fish into a wall?
Oh, my God. Wait, Bruce, what's on your hand?
I wrote M for Marla. So I would
saw
wake up.
That.
This is early for me. So that shows you how much I love you. I wrote in M
so that
I wouldn't forget to come and see
your
show.
Wait a minute. You got a tattoo. He's got a tattoo
it's
with Marla's name.
It's one of those
name.
Very temporary tattoos.
But hold on. You asked a loaded question, Marla, when you're asking TJ if he's nervous when you're on. I get a little nervous because I've walked in with the topics you think that we're going to be talking about. We spent about 45 minutes one day talking about erectile dysfunction, right?
Yeah, that was a crazy show.
Well, crazy.
I can't even believe that. And listen,
it's a serious situation. I want to take it serious, but I didn't have an interview prepared for it. And when I walked out of there, I looked like I went through a damn laundromat. A washing machine. I was sweating the whole time. But anyway, we're going to have more from the Pro to Pro Hour at Marla Vittorello, Dr. Bruce Grossinger, and Dr. Jim Brady in just a minute.
Suffering a work injury or a personal injury can be a very traumatizing experience, particularly when your local pharmacy refuses to fill your prescriptions. This won't happen with Synergy Pharmacy. Synergy Pharmacy is a workers' compensation and personal injury pharmacy focused on providing high-quality physician-prescribed medications to injured individuals, even if the case is in litigation. Synergy Pharmacy works on behalf of their clients to get their medications quickly processed and delivered directly to their homes within 24 to 48 hours, and there are no out-of-pocket costs to the patient. Synergy Pharmacy is a family-owned pharmacy that cares about injured workers and those suffering from personal injuries such as motor vehicles or other types of injuries. At Synergy Pharmacy, the patient comes first. That's Synergy Pharmacy at www.synergyscripts.com. That's synergyscripts.com. Call 484-328-4700.
My name is Alana. I was 6 years old and I got diagnosed with cancer. I come to St. Jude for treatment.
After her last treatment on December the 4th, I was just kind of having a conversation with her, letting her know, Alana, you did awesome. Mommy is so proud of you. Like, you fought, you accepted whatever was happening, you went with it. And her words to me were, Mommy, thank you so much for helping me get through this. She said, I could not have done this without you. This was very hard. And I couldn't even hold my tears because when I think about it, I would not have been able to get through this without St. Jude. And so once we became part of the St. Jude family, everything was okay. Thank you, St. Jude, for helping me get her through this because I wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
That's crazy.
I think that's what shocked me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pro to Pro Hour with Marla Vittorello.
Hello.
We are sponsored by Synergy Pharmacy, and we can't thank them enough. Marla, you got a couple shout-outs, don't you?
I do. I just got a text message that my kids were laughing hysterical about the storytelling Wentantino. So they're listening. They're off of school today, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so they're home listening, hopefully being good. But my daughter is 10. Her name is Valentina. and Santino is now 12.
Hi, gang. I miss you.
Yeah, that's Dr. Jim, guys, and Dr.
Uncle
Bruce.
Jim.
They've heard of all of you guys before.
Of course, we met them at the basketball game.
Them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you met them at the basketball game, and you've met them all.
No,
so
no calling the police.
No calling the police. So
to say
you
hello
know.
Or.
But listen, I am very blessed with two beautiful, very smart, athletic children. They're so loving. They
that's
really
awesome.
Are. So
well, Santino
I love you guys.
Could call the police station today and wish them a happy Immaculate Conception.
He could. Is it today?
Yeah. It's. Oh
no.
My.
Oh, is it really? Is that why they're off?
You are so going to hell. You are so going to hell.
Hold on. He does that, the SWAT team will be 1,000
times.
Wait,
is that any Immaculate Conception? Oh, of course it is. That's why they're off of Catholic school
Hi,
today.
Officers. I just wanted to wish you.
Is anybody there? Yes.
Round two.
Oh, my God.
Is
yeah,
your mother
bigger
there?
Than the police
I'll
officer.
Be right over.
She's on Ozen. His kid just called. Said
she's
mom
in the shower.
The Something's up.
My mother's in the shower.
We'll be
Santino,
right over.
Santino is bigger than the police officer.
I know.
Now,
really?
So, yeah, he's
an athlete.
Well,
yeah.
Joe, your husband, Joe, is what? 5'2", 5'1", 4'11"?
5'4", I think.
5'4".
How tall is Joe? 6'2", 3?
6'2", I think.
Yeah. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Well, we don't allow anybody on this program over 5'10".
Yeah.
So far, we got it covered.
Well, thank you for having me.
By all that.
5'2".
As soon as you hit 6', you're off.
You're done.
You know, you're off the team.
That's it.
No growth, Jim. I don't know how tall you are, but no growth spurts.
I'm 5'9".
Okay. 5'9".
You're 5'9". Yeah.
Well, after a couple beers, I can be easily 6'6".
Can I tell you
how tall are you, Marlon?
5'7".
Really?
Yeah, I'm 5'7".
Okay.
Yeah. But wait, can I tell you something?
Please.
You want to know what I'm doing tonight?
I would love
Let's hear about it.
Since we've completely side-railed this entire show and have not talked about workers' comp and
pharmacy,
but I have to tell you, so it's a very festive time of year. So tonight is our Christmas party for Synergy Pharmacy. We're really excited. We're going over to Maggiano's to eat at 5, and then we're going
to Delilah's.
No. Yeah, that's way after the axe throwing.
Oh, come on, Joe.
So we're doing axe throwing. Axe throwing.
Really?
Do you believe they're going to trust me with that a sharp object to launch across the room?
Oh, by the way,
I'm having everybody around me sign a waiver because I can't be responsible.
I bet you have to sign a waiver when you go in.
Yeah, you sign your life away.
Mother of God. I got
talk about workers' comp.
Yeah.
That's a work comp accident. That happened.
Whew, God bless everybody. Yeah. Where's this at? Where's the place at? Is it an axe throwing place after Maggiano's?
Yeah, it's like King of Prussia.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, so say prayers tonight. Then nobody.
The next show is
I want to say something.
We're able to rerun.
I want to be heard. I have something to say.
Oh, boy. Okay. Go
Bruce Grossinger is the neurologist for our office. I think he's amazing.
Yes, he
we
is.
Refer
Thanks,
our
Jim.
Patients
You're
to
so
him.
You're so kind. Yeah. You're the best.
Do you know he graduated magna cum laude?
Really?
Bruce, I can't even believe you let me on your shows for crying out loud. I was struggling at community
this
college.
Guy's,
like it was
this guy's very,
I know. He's a brainiac.
He's Jim's the best. No, Jim is the best. He takes such great care of his patients. Everybody
I do
loves
love my
him.
Patients.
And, you know,
Everybody
I feel like
Jim.
I
he's
joined
the
that
best.
Matrimony because I introduced you guys.
I know.
You did. I introduced you.
You're
a matchmaker.
I'm like a
make me a match.
I feel like a pastor.
Find me a find. Sorry.
You got a great voice.
Started.
Do you sing?
Well, wait a second. You just got
on
you never,
something.
You never
I
know
sing.
What can trigger you. Anybody see? Speaking, let's just, by the way, let's do this.
That's a jingle
real quick.
And a half.
Bruce, if you would, because I'm about to get into something that will take us right. It will go right through the app. Remind our listeners what you do, Bruce.
Sure. So the most exciting part of my practice is called Philadelphia PRP and Stem Cell Institute.
Wow.
I treat a lot of the professional athletes here. So anybody out there that has joint pain, shoulder, hip, knee, or even low back pain.
That's me.
You don't have to do surgery. You don't have to take drugs. You don't have to get cut. And there is a group called, I don't want to use their name, it's called ABC Quack Addicts.
Yeah.
That's just, there's a group that's dominating the area. It's the Walmart of regenerative medicine. Please stay away from them. Stick with RDs. That stands for Real Doctors. So come see us at 610-222-5675 right at the airport. We'll get you better without surgery.
And what's the name of your business again?
Philadelphia PRP and Stem Cell Institute. My core practice, which is more boring, no, just kidding, is Grossinger Neuropain Specialist.
Can you just tell us real quick what's the difference between the stem cell and the PRP?
Great. So PRP is what Bryce Harper had, where that basically involves just drawing your blood, putting it in a centrifuge, and concentrating all the great parts of the regeneration, that is the platelets, growth factors, and plasma, literally to 2 million platelets per deciliter. Then I inject it. Let's say it's your shoulder. You have a rotator cuff tear. You've got arthritis in your knees, as one unnamed HIPAA-compliant patient here mentioned, or even a low back.
Hello.
I had a dentist about 6 months ago who was ready to retire. He's 50 years old, degenerative joint disease, spondylosis. We did a stem, and that's the second thing. We took a little bit of bone marrow out of the surface of a bone, mm-hmm. very comfortably, and then concentrated that, mixed it in with the PRP, injected it under three-dimensional x-ray into his back, and guess what? 3 months later, the back pain's gone. 6 months later, he's fine. He unretired. So
wow.
there's some great stories, and that's Philadelphia PRP at Stem Cell Institute, or you could call our main number, which is Grossier Neuropain. And we're right next to the airport. We're in the beautiful Baldwin Tower. I know you've been there.
Yeah.
610-521-6063.
You guys heard it from the best.
Yes, that's Dr. right. Board certified neurologist, Dr. Bruce Grossinger. Also, by the way, the sports doctor for the Eagles postgame show. You can catch him every week on the Jacob Media postgame show.
And with then, Joe with Krause, and it's Seth Joyner, Mike Missinelli, and Lane Johnson from
right.
the locker room. So it's not me. I've got some great people on the show, and it's the dominant postgame show after the Eagles. It's on WABC and YouTube, Jacob Media. Everybody subscribe to Krause's network, Jacob Media Sports.
Absolutely. If you will, Dr. Brady, a little bit about your practice, your very diverse practice.
Dr. James Brady, chiropractor. I have offices in Ben Salem, Port Richmond, and East Oak Lane, 215-245-1000. And I also own Cool Sculpting by Brady, an aesthetic center doing Botox, fillers, and Cool Sculpting.
And having said that, when we talk about both of your clients, obviously injured workers, individuals suffering personal injuries, and of course, a number of different...
We take every insurance.
Absolutely. And so...
We love our patients. We've treated over 17,000 patients with neck and back pain.
Absolutely.
We refer to Dr. Grossinger here.
I think Cool Sculpting just sounds wonderful. I'm going to get some of your brochures because
okay.
a lot of people I know, for instance, a little bit of extra chicken on the neck, and they're not chickens,
gobble.
A lot of different areas, particularly with Botox.
We have the applicator for that.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, and I never, just how we learn, it's great, we're on the radio, we learn things. I never knew about Cool Sculpting. Mm-hmm. I might myself put myself in there just in time for Thanksgiving, get rid of my gobbler, as we say.
I'll take care of it.
But guess what? You know what's interesting?
I'll take that right off you.
When I think about... What
I'm in, baby boy.
Did you do it, Jim?
Did I do it?
Did you do any of the...
That's why I look so fabulous. Oh, my gosh.
No,
everybody
I'm saying,
runs
like, did you?
Me.
No, did you ever try it yourself, the Cool Sculpting?
No.
No?
No, I'm the owner.
I would be dangerous if I had a Cool Sculpting machine.
George Carlin.
Every day I'd be sculpting.
George Carlin said there's a very small book of things you should never do. One is never do neck surgery on yourself.
That's true. Yes.
That's a real George Carlin.
I actually don't do it. I have staff that does it.
Yes.
And they're nurses and they're trained and all that. But I'm not really. I'm funny looking, and I never thought about cutting it.
I'm totally coming by.
His skin is tight. His skin's tighter than a snare drum. I'm telling you, this guy looks great.
I actually do the actual Cool Sculpting. Thanks for that, Doc. He sent me a tutorial book. I read the first two. I got a certificate. Just kidding. Having said that, what I'm listening to when you talk about the stem cell and all that, and of course the Cool Sculpting, I imagine that as you talk about Bryce Harper, the first thing that came to my mind was, 20 years ago, this would probably not have been possible, right?
Of course not.
True. In other words, without the PRP on his elbow, he would have gone immediately to Tommy John surgery. But the fact is, he got PRP. He was able to play through the World Series. And
hit
now at the end,
runs.
Electively, what they're doing is they're transplanting one of his own ligaments, actually his palmaris longus tendon. And by All-Star break, he should be good to go. So it is a bit of a recovery. But the PRP actually bridged him. Also, if you remember Terrell Owens, because of stem cell PRP, he had a fractured foot and hyperbaric oxygen. He was able to play in the Super Bowl a fractured foot in 2004. But for regenerative medicine, he wouldn't have been able to play and wouldn't even have been as close as that harrowing 3-point loss.
Yeah, that was a very difficult loss, but he played well in that game.
Oh, he would have been the MVP if they won.
So having said that, Marla, if you will, Synergy Pharmacy.
Of course, yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So Synergy Pharmacy, your premier pharmaceutical company specializing in workers' compensation in Pennsylvania. We also do auto accidents in New Jersey and Delaware. We also do workers' comp in Delaware. Great practice out in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania. Ship to your door medications, no out-of-pocket costs. And we play very well in the sandbox with your doctors and your attorneys and our specialists that give our clients everything that they need for their case.
I want to amplify that. As a medical provider, two scenarios. One is the state of Delaware. There are many pharmacies that won't set foot in Delaware. It's a small place. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's a red zone or something. The fact that Synergy provides medicine to cases, even if they're denied. So you're injured in Delaware. Your case is denied. Ultimately, you win. You don't have to suffer. You could use Synergy Pharmacy.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very important point.
Thank you, Doc.
It's an important one. And we're all fortunate that when it comes to work injuries or personal injuries, that there's a network that is such a premium network that makes sure that people can get their treatment and their exams and all those things when so many other providers in that industry push back, and otherwise you'd be home in pain, because you might go to a CVS, and if it's not an accepted claim, they may not answer. So you may not be able to get your medication, probably likely, at one of the corporate pharmacies. And guess what? There's no way you're going to be in pain or go without. And that goes for medical treatment as well with the great doctors on the show. By the way, TJ, how much time do we have left? 3 minutes. Okay, so having said that, and I'm glad everybody got the opportunity.
This truly was the fastest hour.
Having said that, anybody
there was things I wanted to talk about we never touched.
touch on one, though.
Our show's coming up. So we'll just that'll keep everybody on the edge of their seat for the Sanjay and Jim show.
I'll be on there.
That's next Wednesday.
Bruce, you're always welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I'm serious, too.
Yeah, you should
I mean, I'd love to be on. Doc, just make a note of that. That would be great.
Absolutely. And can you give us a hint for crying out loud?
No.
Are we doing another food show, like a pre-Christmas kind of
food
show?
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
By the way, where'd you get
when is Hanukkah?
I should know that. Uh-oh, it looks like
you failed your test.
I'm going to hell.
Well, see, that's it. Let me tell you something. Catholics, we only have to remember one.
The 19th.
Right. Oh, the 19th.
Okay. Guess what? TJ with the rescue.
Guess what? We only have to
remember. Thank you.
The 19th starts Hanukkah.
We have to remember one date.
Yeah.
They didn't want to make it too complicated for us.
I can't remember those 8 dates. I can't remember what I had for breakfast, for God's sakes.
I got to tell you, Thanksgiving is really my favorite holiday. Christmas is great and got the elves on the shelves, which they haven't even been back to my house. I think, they must be waiting for my trees to get done or for my kids to behave or whatever.
Everybody celebrates Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. Yeah. Everybody does
it. You know what? I don't enjoy the hustle and the bustle of the shopping and what does she want? What does he want? What do I have to get? What are they getting me that I don't want people to buy me things? Like I hate that. I don't like when people give me a gift. I feel like if I want something, I'm going to go buy it.
Yeah. And
save your money and go buy yourself something. Right?
Imagine how Joe feels. He's like, we get her.
You know what I mean? Right? I only wish my wife would think that way.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. And I'll tell you why. If I want a pair of shoes, I'm not waiting to Christmas. But that's the loss that we used to have years ago. Like,
giving is so much better than receiving.
Yeah. I prefer to give.
Absolutely.
I prefer to give. And
anybody ask Santa? How much time do we have, TJ?
He's like, you're done.
I got 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so around the horn, parting words, Doc, if you will. Doc Brady.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you, Synergy Pharmacy. You guys are great.
You're welcome. We love you.
Big ups to Synergy Pharmacy, the best in the tri-state area. Thanks for having me on the show, Marla.
Thank you. And I just want to say to you guys, I love all three of you.
We love you.
You know, Thanksgiving
I wouldn't have
is
the Sanjay and Jim show if it wasn't for you.
That was
actually one of the stories I was going to tell. The first time I was ever on the radio, I wore a suit and tie, and Marla came up to me, and she got in my face, and she said, why are you wearing a suit? It's radio. And I lied, and I said, I always dress up. And
you know what?
And you know what she said? She said, no, you don't. And then she rolled her eyes and walked away, and I felt like so stupid.
Yeah, well,
I'm like, you don't dress up like that.
Hysterical. Hold on. And she was lying. She Facebook lives this whole thing.
Now
every time.
I do, but look, I put lipstick on because I know no longer is what? This just a radio show. This is like social
this is
media
Facebook Live,
live
baby. Yeah. This is multimedia.
This is what we do.
All right, well, listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Proto Pro Hour at Marlon Vittorello. I want to thank our host, Marlon Vittorello.
Thank you for still having me week to week on my favorite show,
Synergy Pharmacy.
Thanking Synergy Pharmacy for making it happen. Dr. Bruce Grossinger, Dr. Jim Brady, TJ in the producer's room.
Thanks,
on
TJ.
Behalf of everyone, I'm Joe Dock, 15-year iron worker with vestiges.
Oh, my God. Happy holidays, everybody.
Naked iron worker.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Bye, guys. Discuss.